things only that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. We don't eat the Gid Anoshe because Yaakov had a wrestling match with an angel. Nonsense. We can wrestle with the angel all he wants, something to do with us. We don't need to get an usher because Moshe Rabbeinu said you can't eat to get an usher. Look at the Rambam, Perush Mishnayos, and Chulin Daf Kuf. Says just word for what I just said to you. Alton, don't you say that we do Mila because of Avram, get an usher because of Yaakov? Nonsense. Tayag mitzos nemo levoshe misinai. Otherwise, he says it would say Tayag mitzos. Two were given by Avraham and Yaakov. No, Moshe gave all 613. Okay? Mila has to be removal of the Ola. Priya has to be legalos. So all you do in Mora Priya is you push it back past the crown, the corona on the Giz. That's why next time you take a shower, you look, there's usually a bunch of skin just before the cleft. That's the Ora Priya that got stayed there. If you do that to the Ola, just push it back. You can. I can just slit it, push it back, and tie it down. It'll stay there. You won't be Yotze, Mitzvah's Mila. Mila means Hasoras Ola, and Priya means Legalos is Ola Priya. Okay.
Priya is done first then, and then the Mila? The Mila is the cutting?
No. Come Thursday, after Ashir, I'm signing Mila Gerus in the fourth year. Who's taking the fourth year? Anybody? No? Nope. No customers? Okay. I have to try to find which world can come. I like the world to demonstrate what he does. Yes, we have to get volunteers, but otherwise we have to demonstrate the best he can using a banana. Give me your sweater.
A sweater?
What's hanging? What's hanging on the back of your chick?
Oh,
that's good. That's good. That's good. Okay. This is what it looks like. Okay? So the moral pulls this forward, but this is stuck on forward, cuts it off. Then he's left with this. This he slits and peels it back. This is the Ola, and this is Priya. Okay? So if you do it the way some Olam do it, which is the proper way, but the Chassidim took over and yell about it, what he does is he takes a probe, he puts the probe in here, loosens it, takes the tweezers, or forceps, grabs both, pulls them both forward, and cuts them both off, he gets rid of the Priya also. Look at the Rebbe of Emden Siddur, Hilchos Mila, he says, Hanu Bavloi Mumchen Heim, Shemolin Uporim Bevasachas. Rebbe of Emden, right, knew about that in Bovil, they don't patch around the way the Chassidim do now. Chassidim went ahead and made of it a ritual that you must do it only their way. What's their way? With the nail. You see, a Chassidish Moel always has his nails tapered so he can grab the Ora Priya. Why? Because it's Kol Atzmo Sei Tamar Nashem Michamocha. Every part of my body does mitzvahs. What does your nail do? It makes Priya. Okay? You with us? So all he does, he grabs that Ora Priya, tears it. It's not like the skin, which is hard, it's easy to tear. Tears it and peels it back. Okay, you can have your coat back.
The pulling of it over,
huh?
The pulling of it over is the Mila, And then he cuts, and then he peels it back and then cuts again.
No. The skin is extensible. So you grab the skin. Some Olam just do it with their fingers, they have strong grip. Grab the Ola, pull it forward, put on a guard, the Moge, and then cut off. Chop it off, guillotine. They're then left with the Ora Priya. Ora Priya, they grab with the nails, they tear it, and peel it back.
But is what's torn then taken off, or it's left?
No, to what's torn, it says, just split, says there, because the Ora Priya doesn't have to be taken off. It has to be removed from the Gid until the Ola is over Ola, which is the cleft in the male organ. There's a corona, a crown, right? They go behind that. What do you find so difficult to understand? Yeah? Want to ask something?
No.
Okay. Then, now here, what's the key point here? That's all Isur D'oraisa on Shabbos. That's why I have to tell you what you can do. Osin kol tzorchei mila b'Shabbos. Yet you can do, why the Gemara will explain why mila is d'oraisa Shabbos. Gzeres HaKosov. Uporin, umotesin, and then you suck out the blood. Venosnole is planis, and you put on a poultice, a bandage. Right? The common, cumin, an herb to stop the bleeding. Im lo shochach me'erev Shabbos, if he didn't prepare these herbs before Shabbos, right? Loes b'shinov. Venosin. Since Chika Samamonim is also for Shabbos, you can't grind into things on Shabbos. So you should do it all day Shinui. Why day Shinui? By chewing it, and then you put that on the wound. That's for aseptic technique. Right? Imlo Torah Yayim Veshem and Me'erev Shabbos, Nosev Asmo Vasmo. Then another thing they put on a mixture of oil and wine. You pour it on the wound, right? You should have that made up, an emulsion made up on Erev Shabbos. If not, don't mix it together on Shabbos. So what do you have here already? What do you have over here already? Something you do on Shabbos, no problem. Doche Shabbos. Other things, you kvetch around. I want to avoid an isul d'oraisa, or better yet, I want to do it al day shinui. That's not d'ocha Shabbos already. I do al day shinui. I have to worry about it. I shouldn't do it like you do b'chol. Okay? When it comes to mitzitza, trying to get, look at the on Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Omar HaPapa, Hayumno Delomayitz, a moil doesn't suck out the blood, Sakonahu, Vavrinenle, and you fire such a moil. Pshita, naturally, you fire it. Miduko Mechalel El Shabbos, Sakonahu, why do you suck out the blood? Here's the key point. It's not part of Mila. Then the only heter can't come because it's part of Mila. Heter is Pkuch Nefesh. That's necessary for the healing of the wound. Now, the kid has a wound. If it doesn't heal properly, his life could be endangered. So Moses says, Mahu, the same Dam Mifka Pokid. You might think that Dam Mila is not considered to be a wound blood, because the blood is reserved in a special place. What does that mean? Mivka pocket. It's stored up specially for Mila. Kamashbala? No, it's Chaburi Mikbar. No. It's a real wound. Therefore, the only reason you can treat that wound by sucking on it is because if not, the child's life is in danger. So, pekuach nefesh, not because mila is doche, because metzitza is not part of mila. Metzitza is part of surgical treatment of a wound. Therefore, if a moil doesn't do it, you get rid of him. He's endangering the life of the child. In that tumult about metzitza that went on, which I was a principal, they tried to sell metzitza as part of mila, and you can't change it because it's part of mila. Moil says, but it's not part of mila. If we're part of mila, mila is docha Shabbos. Mila is priya and mila. Ola and priya is the act of mila, right? The rest is repairing the damage. Now, give shots. What do you mean, dam mifta pocket? What kind of baloney? We might think that the blood of mila is not part of the circulation. The isu, the ice of chabura, is to go ahead and make a wound which is part of your circulation. That blood comes out. But this blood is mifkat pocket. Okay? Does make
the
sense?
Same, by Damsula,
okay. Good man. Okay? Rabbi Dam Shulam says, Dam Mifkat pocket. Is pocket. By Mila, it says, you might think it's Mifkat pocket. No, 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 it's Chabure Birbach. No, let's hear us for him. Okay. I said that quick to you once, so we'll tell it again. You hear what the point of, that our visitor just made? Gemara in Ksuvos, right, says you're allowed to marry a girl on Friday, even though you have relations Friday night, and you cause a chabura, dam pesulim. Don't worry about that. That's not a chabura, because dam mifkat pocket. No. Most of you people learned that blatin ksubis. How did the Rebbe explain it to you? There's no isur chabura in the Av Melochos. The isur is netilas neshama. There's blood that's netilas neshama. There's blood that Kodesh Baruch Hu said is not part of your neshama, because God dictated that every woman who lives up to the standards of Kodesh Baruch Hu, of those so brawl or shevishitzora, who get married, that amount of blood, a teaspoon of blood, she must give up. So God always gave her an extra teaspoon of blood that's not part of her regular circulation. It's intended to come out. That's what Bifkat pocket means. Designated to come out. That's why the Gemara says, well, that's the case, Mila also was designated to come out. It's no, no, no. Mila is only for Jews. Therefore, I can make a differentiation. By a woman, I say, every woman is mifkat pocket. Every woman has a little blood that's not part of her regular circulation. There's nothing she has to preserve. There's no netilas neshama. But mila is netilas neshama. Pasuk Yoreh Melech said, Olecha horagnu kol hayom. Yeah. We danger our life when we give mila. You people understand that? Get that clear? That's a very important distinction. That I will repeat. Nobody says that. That's my own. Okay. That Hezbollah, that the dam is mifta pocket, is part of the Tilas and Shoma. Hello. Yes. Hi, Jeff. Rabbi Bienenfeld, I'm fine. I'm in the middle of. I'm explaining Dam Mifkat pocket to a class. Okay, Mir to Shem at 3 o'clock. Yeah. Right. Okay, you got it. He dedicated one of the floors here, Bienenfeld, that name up there. gotta have the echeres. Yeah.
So what did that mean that you're not allowed to have relations for the first time on a Friday night from that svara?
Say that again.
So from that svara that you said, wouldn't that mean that one would not be allowed to have relations for the first time on Friday night?
Would be. On the contrary. Since dam mitka poker is not a chabugo.
All right.
Okay. Just the opposite. Mitka poker means, chabugo means dam neshoma. And if this dam was never given to you for your neshoma, it's supposed to do without that blood. That's why the Gemara thinks that Mila should be likewise, but you can't compare it. But no, chabura, why? That's aloha in Am Yisrael. It's not aloha in biology. It's aloha and aloha.
If Mila is designated as Nifkat Pokat because it's only by Jews and not by non-Jews, so
yeah, therefore you don't classify it as Nifkat Pokat.
Right.
If it's chabura chabur.
So wouldn't by woman, wouldn't the same reasoning apply? Because a non-Jewish woman doesn't have any chiyuv to marry.
Doesn't have what?
Any chiyuv to marry.
Not true.
She doesn't have a chiyuv to marry.
True. And remember I used the pasuk? I said, lo soul bo all the services are, not po vu. To be with us.
Yeah.
To get there, it's so interesting. Okay, that's one piece. So now came along a Bezer de Mila and says something that's not understandable. What do you see from here? And Mila is Docha Shabbos. Right? Is there a mitzvah to be Docha Shabbos to do Mila? What if I have everything prepared? I have nothing to prepare. Then the only thing that's Docha Shabbos is that cut. My knife is here, my cumin is here, my hot water is available, etc., etc. Comes Rav Lezer and does a wild thing. Rav Lezer Omer, Em lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, if he forgot to bring the knife, he told somebody to put the meal is someplace, the meal is going to be in shul, right? Well, the meal is in shul. The boy comes on Friday to the Rav's house usually, right? And leaves his bag there, and the Rav takes it to shul, make sure that it's available for Shabbos. Here he forgot. Mevil b'Shabbos megula. He should bring it on Shabbos, like holding up high. They should see that he's carrying a chalaf. Ubisakona, if it's a time of gzera, where they prohibited mila, like in the time of before the revolt of the Hashmonaim, where they asked Mila and Shabbos and Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Then Mechaseyu, he can carry it hidden. But Al Pi Edim, he should have two witnesses who certify that he's carrying a knife, not a sandwich. The Yod Omar Rabbi Elazar, not Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Kolson Eitzim. You chop down a tree, lasos pchomim, to make charcoal, lasos kli bazel, or lasos bazel, the two gills, we'll explain that to you in a minute, in order to forge, I'm going to now make iron from the iron ore, or from a hunk, ingot. A hunk of iron, I'm going to melt it down to be able to make a knife. Why? Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, I don't know what you're talking about. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva is a machlokes. Comes Rabbi Akiva and is cholik and Rabbi Eliezer. kol melacha shev she'asos ne'er Shabbos ein dochas haShabbos. But Mila, she has to also have Shabbos, Doche Shabbos. If the 8th day is on Shabbos, I have to do it on Shabbos. But what's the business of chopping down trees and making charcoal in order to melt down the iron? Iboy Lahu. Mala asks, what went into Rabbi Eliezer? What's his reasoning? Why did Rabbi Eliezer say that you should carry it migula? I must carry a chalav of how people should see it. To show my love for the mitzvah smila, so that people know we're going to do mila kashe tzivono Hashem. Or Dilma Mashum Khshodo. You should carry it Megula, and people should be able to see that it's a chalif. They'll want to figure, oh, he's carrying a knife, I understand why. But if he's just carrying something, not Megula, he has something in his pocket, and it, I guess people can see when something is sticking out of his pocket or something, right? There'll be a chshad, maybe he's Bechal Shabbos. Iso Chotso. The Mai Nafkamina. Lasui Mechusa Peidim. What if he doesn't want to carry it out? Don't want people will see that there's a mila going on. But they'll all come to, not to the mila, but to the dinner, to the bagel relax. He doesn't want to announce as a mila. He amrit mishum chavubi mitzvah ben ez ha-haloche of megula in mechusalo. He can't hide it. He must. Otherwise, it shows he doesn't have any respect for the mitzvah. Respect for the mitzvah, love of the mitzvah, is to announce it to anyone, to see, I am, and that small subset of society that does mila kashe tzivono Hashem. That's part of Kvod Hashem. Eli yamet mishum chshodo, if the only time is it should be chshod, then afilu b'chusa shabbat. I mean, then as long as he has two witnesses, he can carry it any way he wants. Itmar Rama Rabbi Levi, you're quite right. Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer el chavu b'mitzvah. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer said you should carry it visibly or publicly, right, to show the love for the mitzvah. Tanya Nama Hochi. Meviu Megula, Veina Meviu Mechusa, Divei Rabbi Eliezer. On the Harashi, the Mishnah seems to say just that anyway. Masnisa Namadeki, Diktoni Ubishos Hasakona, Mechaseu Alpi Eidim. Only when there's a Sakona you are allowed to hide it and have witnesses certify that it was a Khalif. Bisakona in shelo basakona lo shmamina mushum chavuvi mitzvah shmamina.
Is there any concept of another one doing the mitzvah?
What?
I mean, shouldn't we have another one doing the mitzvah?
Anilus. Huh?
I have modesty when we do the mitzvah. I mean, we shouldn't be like, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah.
Well, pump for carrots, Zay can't even bathe, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where my boys? Why are you wearing your tzitzis out? sloppy dress.
Those are nice.
Baruch Hashem, people, how come we have no tzitzis out, people? Yeah, we have one. There's a concept of chavuvi mitzvah. It's not anivus gaive. Chavuvi mitzvah is pirsum inisa.
part of Pirsum, then I am an Eved Hashem. Not boastful of Eved Hashem. People should know there are such people around who are Avdei Hashem. That's important. Otherwise, everybody thinks he's all alone. Like the balance between Mezek Yoro and... How do you know which way to go? The soul, what Chachamim told us. Okay, a little further, then we'll show you real problems here with this over. Tanya Idoch, we learned in another Braise, Meviu Megula, Meinu Meviu Mechusa, Dib Rabbi Lezer. Have you the Omer Shul Olezer? No, Ogun Hoya, which has a Sakona, Shemeviu Mechusa, Pi Eidim. Now here, you have to introduce something, otherwise the question doesn't seem to make sense. Iboilu Eidim, Ukamo, Chad, Ad, Adimahu, Betray. He said, you have to bring it, if you're going to bring it, Mechusa, you better have two witnesses. What do you mean two witnesses? You're a witness, or are you a Baldovo? Need two witnesses in addition to you, or one on one? What's the Shaila? Very important Shaila. And Erechot has Nemonos, the same as two Edom. If two Edom can lie, if one Edom can lie, two Edom can lie also. There's nothing, the probabilities don't increase. But then it's Xeris Lakosov. Al Pishnai made him Yokum Dovo. So, what's the question over here? Did the Rabbonon make a takone in Hilchus Eidus? Then you stuck with it because they wanted to have Eidus. Eidus, Al Pishnai made him Yokum Dovo. I, one Eid is Nemon for so many things. That's the question. Will I allow an eight effort here or not? Therefore, Moshe Fagune, one eight is enough to say Meis Balo. I want to make up their mind what they want to accept because in Nemonos, one is as good as two. It's all Zeus HaKosuf. Therefore, they ask, how did Rabbanu make the Takone here? Did they want two witnesses? Or is it enough to have a witness on him? That's what it is.
What is the concept of why we need Eidim at all?
Why? Because it's also for a man to put himself in a position where people are choshing him to do an Aveira even though he's not doing the Aveira. Therefore, I see you carrying something sticking out. I'm afraid that you're carrying your sandwich.
But if that's the worry, then when are the Eidim going to declare? They're going to declare this later to the whole community.
When he calls two Eidim, says, "See what I'm carrying." No one stops you from picking up a stone and carrying it also if you want later on.
But because the inyan of Maritain already happened, regardless, see, the two Eidim aren't allowed, can't walk around announcing because that's the time of Sakana.
No, that's it. So if anyone is, that means there's a special mitzvah. Act in such a way that the Yisem Nikim May Hashem Umi Yisrael. May Hashem is relatively easy. Hashem doesn't accuse you, but people have dirty minds. Therefore, worry about Yisrael. Yisem Nikim May Hashem is a snap. Umi Yisrael is a problem. That's part of how you conduct your life. Al-Pi Torah. Part of the halacha of Marasayin, Isur Marasayin, two aspects of Marasayin. Marasayin, someone will see me doing this and think it's mutter, even though I'm doing it the heter in a way that he doesn't understand. What Marasayin is, people accuse you of doing something also. Both are aspects of Marasayin. Toshma, Ubisakona Machaseo Pied, Iyamad Bishlam, who would trade Shafir, Eliamad Huberhad, my Edim,
It says Losh Rabim. Lachaseil Api Eidim. Losh Rabim is two. And to the Gemara, we know, we don't know. Maybe Eidim means Kosher Eidim. It refers to the kashrus of the witnesses, not to the number of witnesses. My Eidim? Maybe Eidim means Shehuy Hilhoyed B'mokum Acher. It means people who can are kosher to testify. You have to have a fellow who is not a Machal Shabbos for it. Or, according to some Achonim here, we'll bring him in a minute, maybe a Korov is not acceptable. Why? The Rabbanah made a takona for Eidim. And if your brother will be the one who will testify, no good. Not because he's a liar, not because he'll lie for you, but because the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu can't testify against Aaron either. There's a Korov. Okay? Now watch. Here we want to make it a little more dramatic. V'yod Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said what? Cut down trees, make charcoal, melt iron. What the heck are they doing? Wow. We forgot about Shabbos completely. Tana Rabbanan, b'mekomo shel Rabbi Eliezer. Not because they didn't have a knife. Every time there was a bris on Shabbos, they prepared on Shabbos to make a knife. Hoyokolson eitzim, lasos pechomim, lasos bazel b'Shabbos. The Mekomo shall Rabbi Yosi Agrili, Hoya Ochlin Bosser Ov Becholov. They ate chicken fried in butter. These were from Jews. Why are they doing that for? Levi Iklo Lebe Yosef, Lebe Yosef Rishbo, Kevele Reche de Tafsa Bechalvo. They prepared him, Rachel, kind of what they do with a head of a rooster fried in milk. Lo ochel. And of course he refused to eat it. He also, the Kami, the Rebbe, he told the story over to Rebbe, Omer lo yamaylo tshamtinu. Why didn't you declare a cherem on this fellow, this Yosef Rishbo? Amalei asrei davidim emeseira habi. It was not my town. The Rav was Yehuda ben Beseira, who was a highly recognized Tana. Vamino Dilma Doroshul Chavir Saglili. Maybe he paskin for them like Chavir Saglili. The Toner Yosagli Omer, Nema lo Sochul Kol Nevela, Nema lo Savasha Gediba Chlevimo, Esha Osa Mishum Nevela, Osa Vasha Bacholov. Oaf. She also mentioned the veil. Yochu also the basha b'cholov. Tamaloma b'chalevi mo. Yotzaof she ain't no chalev, ain't no cholov. A chicken is not a mammal. It doesn't nurse its young, and therefore gzeir sakosuv. No sabasha gedi b'chalevi mo. Right? Is only one who has an ebo that gives milk. Therefore, they hold the chicken and milk is perfectly kosher. And indeed, as you know, it's only the Rabbanan Midaraisa is right. There is no Isu Bosa B'cholov on chicken. Now, this fellow, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, what, he's wild. He insists Dafke Yishu Mechal Shabbos unnecessarily. I have plenty of Mila knives. Oh, a new Mila on Shabbos. So people wake up early and they cut down a tree and make charcoal. Why do you do that for? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yir Achas Hoysa Beretz Yisrael, Shei Osen Rabbi Eliezer. There was a town on the limb was Rabbi Eliezer. That's how, when I had a meal of a Shabbat, they did just that way. They cut down trees and made charcoal, etc., etc. Well, you Mason Bismanon, and no person ever died young in their town. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu approved. Right? Oh, you big town. They had schar of mitzvahs. They protect them. They never died young. V'lo od ela pamachas gozra malchus harishol gzeir al Yisrael al Amila. When they put a gzeir al Amila, al also ir lo gozra. The evil king who made the gzeir was so impressed with their hidur mitzvah. Oh, even on Shabbos, since he had Exeir against Shabbos too, he let that town free of his Exeir, they could make Mila. What does that mean? That Kodesh Baruch Hu approved. Now let's talk a little theology now. Rabbi Eliezer was wrong, as we'll see. Rabbi Kiva was right. Hechshe machshirei Mila ain't docha Shabbos. Mila asma docha Shabbos. But until you get to the next page of the Gemara, which says Halachic Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer is just as right as Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva passing his way, Rabbi Eliezer passing his way, and Rabbi Eliezer's way of passing showed Chivuv Mitzvah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu rewarded him for it. What does this mean? So you got to talk a little theology. This is what the Gemara in Yevamah Daf Yud Gimel means, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Both are right. Within the structure of Halacha, Mashiach Zatzal has in his Hakdamah to Igos, is Elu ve'elu, which he interprets a little differently than I'm interpreting for you. I'm giving you the Pshat of the Ritva and Yud Gimel, Yevamah Yud Gimel. Shir had another pshat. Not like this. What he said was, Rabbi Eliezer was wrong. But God says he did the best he could. He tried, he did his homework, he studied the same Gemara like Rabbi Kiva. He came to that conclusion with integrity. Therefore, we accept it, even though he's wrong. When Torah came down on from heaven, came down on earth, we knew there would be people who make mistakes. That's why they invented erasers on pencils. The wrong psak is the wrong psak, but it's done with full integrity. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Ei levem zevar kimchayim." They meant it in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu.
This is the Ritva.
That's my Shvera.
Okay.
The Torah has, I think, a better pshat. The Torah says, in my interpretation, when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah, he didn't draw a line. He circumscribed an area. Within this area, you can move to the right, to the left, forward, backwards. It's Eilu El Dibuchai. When you're all finished arguing, then we have another halacha that says, "Achi rabo lahatos." Got a paschal shayla. I got to give one answer. One thing got to come up. After the psak is given, then you can't do what you could have done like Rabbi Eliezer before. But until the psak was given, Rabbi Eliezer's interpretation is just as right as the others. But then you have a machlokas. We fall on the rules. How do you resolve machlokas? So I use that imagery of a line versus a circumscribed area. What the Gemara is telling you, though, that's a very, really, very comforting thought there. The chutzpah of Paschal Shaila, and the scholar just came in. I know he has complicated shailas usually. He's a rov. He's from America, he settled in Eretz Yisrael, very thoughtful individual, he's from Bienenfeld,
wants to ask something, he doesn't call up to socialize. You know, what kind of chutzpah? I'm going to answer him. Yeah, pull the plug, don't pull the plug. Brain death, not brain death. Who's playing games? What can you do? Kodesh Bohu gave us a Torah, lo bashamayim, he didn't keep it up there. He stuck with us. It's the best he has. He has nothing better. So you have to follow. You have to pass the Rashi. You can't help. But the integrity of the individual means that he was rewarded for his effort, even though it was effort that failed. In final halacha, Rabbi Elazar was wrong. Right? That's because the final halacha made him wrong. Not the halacha of Mila made him wrong. Halacha Mila was just as right. The halacha of how you pass Kinshaydis, Acherab Lahatos, he lost on that one. He was not in the majority. But you have to understand something. I told you this many times already. An opinion that fails the test of Acherabim remains an opinion, a valid opinion. And we find many times in halacha, you see, the Gdoli Aposkin will rely on a das yochid against Rabbim even, when the Shas Hadchak, etc., etc. When they can make a composite of reasons, they'll go with a das yochid because the das is still there. It's a relevant opinion. Except I told you, Beishamai Beis Hillel. Beishamai B'moka Beis Hillel, lav mishnehi. Rabban ruled on that one too. We don't want to use Beishamai as a das yochid even. Because of the sociological consequence of the time, when the Havik is Shtei Toros, when Am Yisrael split down the middle, Beis Shammai nix and Beis Hillel nix. Okay, you with us? This important stuff. Okay, now we got a big kasha. The big kasha is on Rabbi Elazar. Very nice chivubi mitzvah, all our business. That's not seem to be the halacha. Okay. Look at Kuf Chof Ches Amid Beis. You didn't learn it. Unfortunately, I did. Okay.
Rabbi, the Ritva was in Yevamot Yud Gimel.
Yeah, but you can look. If you look at one of Aleph Beis, you may learn a little bit more. Don't you? Okay, look at Kuchav Chesam Beis, right? About 12 lines from the bottom. Meyalda Nazi Isha. Also talk about Chil Shabbos. You can help a woman give birth on Shabbos. You can go ahead, jump in your car, and pick up the midwife, right? And the Gemara has a very interesting thing. Let's look through that one. I'm sorry. You have to look the language of the Mishnah higher up. Amy also behave of Yom Masadin. We don't call a veterinarian to help an animal give birth on Yom Tov, but you can help. Whatever that means, Ibar explains. Umali Miyaldin is Isha of Shabbos, but Isha, you do everything she needs on Shabbos. What do? Kogel Chachamim Mokel Mokel. You can call a midwife from some distant place. Umachal Noleas Hashabbos. Clean. Imachal Shabbos for a woman in childbirth. Go back to the Gemara now. Miyaldan Seisha. Michzi. You said Tonela Miyaldan Seisha, Bekon Lechachom Mokom Mokom. Then you added another phrase. Umachal Leas Shabbos. That's what you told me already. Mimokom Lomokom means Imachal Shabbos Mimokom Lomokom to get the midwife in. Right? And it said, you go ahead and the
the broad statement, what are you adding with it? Lasuyimai, what are you including in that next phrase, Bechal Shabbos? Lasuyi horaton rabbanan. If it's dark in the house where she's giving birth and you need to light a candle, chavatom adlekasos aneir. If you need oil, I guess to make the baby slide out or something, whatever they use the oil for, right? Chavatom evilo shemen biyad. What biyad mean? Cups, cupping her hand and carrying the oil that way. Not a bottle of oil. Mimeinu sofik biyad, not enough volume she can carry in her hand. Mivia b'sa'aro, she puts the oil on her head, and then she gets to the place, she wrings out her hair, right? It's all part of aseptic technique, right? And she uses the oil. Mimeinu sofik b'sa'aro, oh, not enough. Then mivia b'kli. What the heck is going on here? Pekuach nefesh docha Shabbos, like Mila's docha Shabbos. What's this whole shtick in the hand and the hair? Can you know? Then I must, which means whatever you can do on the shinui, we'll do the shinui. So what's Chabalaz of the Mila starting up with cutting trees down and all? It means what? You only Mechal Shabbos only where in necessary. I have a bunch of good knives in my drawer, I have to go ahead and make a new knife on Shabbos to show Chiv of Mitzvah. That's the Bikashi. And that leads to us to one of the fundamental halachas in Chil Shabbos. And that is the famous machlokes of Hutro Dechulia. Mila is Hutro. And Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuya. Pekuach Nefesh is where Shabbos interferes with Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh takes precedence over Shabbos. Mila means it ain't Shabbos, it's Sunday, it's Friday. Shabbos doesn't exist in the presence of Mila.
That's which one?
By Mila.
That's Hutra?
That's Hutra. As we'll see by Pekuach Nefesh, that's the big machlokes of Shoinim, whether it's Hutro or Dechuya. But from this Gemara, clearly, that's the big raya that it is Dechuya, not Hutro. Therefore, you can only explain Rabbi Elazar de Mila by concluding that he held that Mila was Hutro, not Dechuya. If it was Dechuya, then you would have to do it in a way to minimize Chil Shabbos. But when it ain't Shabbos. We'll see, those people who hold that Pekuach Nefesh is also Hutro mean just that. It means I could do everything on Shabbos. Everything that you need, and that's a separate machlokas. If you don't do it, you endanger his life, we understand. But they extend that Hutro to mean everything for his comfort. Even if I omit it, it will not endanger his life, but it's a positive contribution to him. That's part of Hutro. If you hold Hutro by Pekuach Nefesh. But by Mila, everybody has to agree Hutro, otherwise Rabbi Elazar de Mila doesn't make sense. Then the machlokes is not whether Shabbos is Hutro, but is whether this is called part of Mila. Here comes Rabbi Akiva and says, Machshiri Mila ain't a docha Shabbos. Preparing a knife has nothing to do with Mila. I prepare a knife for cutting the challah. It has nothing to do with Mila.
It's like
a Hechsher Mila. Even though you'll use it for Mila, it's not related to Mila. You're making a knife. Can make knives on Shabbos.
So is there anything that can be done before Shabbos?
Anything can be done before Shabbos, you can do on Shabbos. But merely you can't do before Shabbos. Because it says, B'yom HaShmini Imo B'Sa'olos.
The biyom, that's what we'll conclude. Biyom afilu b'shabbos. Okay, right. So now look at what I gave you a handout. The Gemara in Yuma, Misha Ochso Bulmus. Okay. And Bulmus is hyperglycemia. Too much sugar in the blood, or hypoglycemia. Too little sugar in the blood. Case of the Gemara there, most likely it's too little sugar in the blood. If someone is a juvenile diabetic, has that problem. If he's a adult by the so-called diabetes 2, adult onset diabetes, then there's never a time when he has too little sugar in the blood. He has too much always. What happens, he gets a shot of insulin, they gave a little too much, he goes into shock because the sugar drops. Then it's Pekuch Nefesh. But this must be a case of juvenile diabetes. We'll talk about feeding him in order to... Bulmus is defined as, and that's how the shock is, suddenly the world darkens, he can't see well, right? You know, he's in real trouble. And nowadays, some of you may know, people who have, young people who have diabetes, they carry with them, they carry a little tube of glucose water or orange juice or something. They're afraid in case, and the kids get very sensitive, they know it's coming. If something happens, forewarning. They know already, they sit down, take a drink or something. There's also you can buy a dog that will detect when the sugar drops below a safe level. The dog can sit and obviously something other than sugar, some secretion, something comes out for the body trying to defend itself or something, and it occurs with adequate warning. So if you have a dog who can detect it, you have a chance to do something about it. There's a dog for that and for epilepsy. You can foretell an attack coming on. Look over here. Tana Rabbana. Mi she'ozo bumus, machil osu akal akal tchila. Why do you feed him? It's Yom Kippur, right? Tevel and Nevela, you have Tevel and you have Nevela, machil osu and Nevela. Nevela, Shriyas. Sholo es harai vizal. Chola sheyesh bo sakona, im lo yochal boso. Remember, in those days, there were no medicines. They had some kabbalas and various foods that were curative. Im yesh lefona nevela, right? Ve'ein shochut, im lo shenishchad b'shabbos, ki yesh omrim mutov sheyavu alav nevela, yavu achim o'yisvu kiva. You have a dead animal. You have trefa meat. The supermarket is open. You can get a piece of meat for him. The doctor orders, you must have meat immediately on Shabbos. Do I shecht an animal for him? Kosher, glut kosher? Right? Or can I go into the supermarket and buy some trefa meat? What does he say? Yes, omrim muto shabbos hu alav nevela. I should be machal Shabbos for him. He needs meat. There's meat. What, it's not kosher? His Pruach Nefesh, what are you worried about? Right? That's how one would pass it. Mishiyavah Chirim Alisho Skila. The Heshiv. And he answered, the Ravid answered, Divra Yeshomer Mukhuvonim. Avol Yeshlomar Iso Shabbos Kva Niten Lithos Bahavoro Bebichu Ubechamel Ochamin. Inami Shiyevshah Shoyir Koton Acher Besofa Olam. What is the answer? The rabbi asked the question, that what? He didn't answer the question. He said, yeah, it makes sense to say that I should mechal Shabbos, you better eat the veiler. Oh, maybe not. Why? Because Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. And since Doche Shabbos is for many things, I can do so many things on Shabbos, therefore, Shechita also, I can cook, etc., etc. So I like to learn Pshat in the Raivis answer. Why? What did he say? Kvanit and Litros Bavoro Bebishu Bechamel Ochamim. Means to say, you're not going to give him raw meat to eat. You have to cook the meat. Which means, Melech Shabbos, you're already Matir Mishum Pekuch Nefesh. Melech Shabbos is a unit. Nevela is a separate unit. Bosa Nevela. The unit of Melech Shabbos is already damaged by Pekuch Nefesh. It's already been, right, pushed away by Pekuch Nefesh. Therefore, why introduce a new set of Isurim, Isur Nevela? The Ravid didn't answer. He said, I think Yeshomim are right, or maybe I give this analysis, that Isur Melocha already is Nitzchem, because and Nevela is a new set of Halochas that you have to start up with. That's what he answered. What's Rameir answer? He says, Rabbeinu Meir Heshe B'tshuva Azeh Behebi Dimyon Me'ochel Nefesh B'yom Tov, the Shochtem B'yom Tov Ika Sei V'losa Sei B'yisum Elocha U'machal Nevele Embo El Alav Olom Olenoch L'nacha Ofa U'zake Ali Yisud Rabbanon Then Shchita Lofen Atoro Eli Kivon La Toro Hitiro Lonu Ochel Nefesh B'yom Tov Hal V'don Kol Ochel Nefesh B'yom Tov Kol B'chol Ochanam Kivon Sha Toro שהית התירה התורה פקוח נפש, אבל כל מלוך השעות של שבת של חולה, שיש בו סקונה, כאילו עושה בחור. What do you say? That פקוח נפש is הותרו, not דוחויה. So what are you questioning around about חיל שבת? There's no חיל שבת. It's not Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Friday. Not so posh. From the Gemara, huh?
And there's not a veil either.
It's a wish.
There's not nevela either.
Right. And oaf. No, oaf wasn't, but it's kivus hashomer. No, you say.
No, but I said, but kuchah nefesh is dov for shabbos.
No. Not so. That's what he says. Not so. Nevela is a halacha not related to Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh is a halacha related to Shabbos. See, we learn pikuach nefesh. It's Doche Shabbos, Famila Doche Shabbos. If Eder Echor is Doche Shabbos, Kol Agubadi Doche Shabbos. It's a good Perek. Not so partial. But that overlying the whole Perek is this Shaila to Chuyo Hutro. So here I brought you from Yuma, you see what the Ravid is not sure about Hutro. But whoever this Rabbeinu Meir is, he says it clearly. He says no different than Shechita B'Yom Tov. Shechita B'Yom Tov is because you don't have any hills to eat. We try to shecht. No, on the contrary. Rabbanu want you to shecht on Yom Tov. Mishum only Yom Tov. They made all kinds of leniencies. Like Megmoran Beyer says, you shecht on Yom Tov. Okay, but what about the hide? The hide will spoil. over Yom Tov, unless you salt it. So okay, you got to salt the meat anyway. So put the hide on the floor and salt liberally. And since your eyesight isn't so good, right, you miss a few pieces, right, and the salt falls on there. Haroma. Why? They didn't want you to hesitate to chef on Yom Tov. I said, it says that he's a good raya. Yom Tov is not because I have nothing to eat on Yom Tov, I could chef.